Thank you for calling Grassy Video Membership today. My name is Kyle, floor supervisor here. Can I have the name and email address of who I'm speaking with?
Yes, and I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Kyle, K-Y-L-E.
Okay, do you have a last name initial?
Chandler.
Okay. Sorry, it's just that I've called in so many times and this still isn't getting taken care of, so I'm really hoping you can help me, Kyle. Were you given any information from the person who put me through to you?
Yes.
Or do we have to start from scratch?
No.
Okay. It's Alex Harper, and my email address is alexbrooklynharper@icloud.com.
Perfect. I do have your account here. I do see you have an annual membership right now. You were charged on the 7th of December for $87.19.
Yes, I was.
Yes, ma'am. Did you cancel any time after you were charged?
Oh, okay. She didn't tell you anything then, right? Because now I've got to start over. What happened was when you guys were – I got the membership in December of 2019.
Okay.
I never used it. And then we get to last summer, and you guys start sending out a flurry of emails about how you're going to change from Blueprint back to Craftsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I never used it. I might as well go ahead and cancel it, and then I'll make them for sure – I will make sure that my card will not get charged in December because I'm calling like 4 or 5 months ahead of time. So I called. They said they canceled it. Great. Don't have to worry about anything. And then December 7th, you guys charged my card for a year's membership.
Gotcha.
So I called in. It was about 3 or 4 days after the charge went through. So I had guessed around.
Oh, so you did call us?
Yes.
3 or 4 days
you.
After the charge went through in December.
Yes. Okay. And I was told, like, oh, we're so sorry. We made that mistake. We had stuff going on when we were changing from Blueprint back to Craftsy. We're really sorry about that. We'll give you a refund of the $87. Never happened.
Okay.
So January 11th, I call in again and say, hi, it never went through. And then the person there said, we're really sorry. Actually, no one's ever apologized. Never mind. No one's ever apologized for any of these mistakes. They just said, oh, okay, well, we'll put through a refund. It's going to take 7 to 10 business days. And I said, okay, great. So now we come to today. It still hasn't gone through. So now I've had to call in again. So this is now my 4th phone call. And today I've been on the phone for an hour. And most of the time I've been sitting on hold. And the lady who helped me was very pleasant. She was very professional, but I had to keep telling her over and over and over again that I called in, and I had to keep telling her over and over and over again what I just told you about how I called in August, and then I called in December, and then I called again January 11th, and she just kept asking me the same questions over and over again, and I said, at some point I need to get off the phone today, and then she kept putting me on hold and going, I guess, to you. And then coming back and putting them on hold and coming back over and over and over again. And she goes, well, the prorated rate, we're going to refund you the prorated rate. And I said, you know, I said, I don't understand why I'm being punished and not getting the full refund when I've done my due diligence and called repeatedly, but the mistakes are being made on your end. Obviously not her specifically, but the mistakes are being made on your end. So why am I getting refunded a prorated rate? And she goes, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you on hold again. And then she leaves and comes back. And then she says, well, you never called in. I said, I've told you 4 times. I called in December. And then I called again. And oh, you did? Oh, well, okay, hang on a minute. She puts me on hold. I have to wait. She comes back again. And she goes, well, would you be willing to take a $29.99 membership and something like that? And I said, no, that was offered to me January 11th when I called. I'm not interested in that because I don't have time to take the classes. I just want the membership refunded because I canceled in August. I just want it refunded. And she goes, okay, well, I have to put you on hold. And I mean, this has been going on for an hour now. I'm just like, she was nice, But this is some of the worst customer service I've ever had, just in the sense of the company is not doing what they keep saying that they're going to do, and I keep having to call back. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is I'm looking at the phone recordings right now, and the only phone recording that I have is from the 11th of January.
Oh, my God.
From this number, at least. Did you happen to call on another number? It's just a strict policy we have with Craftsy, so do apologize.
My phone was being repaired, so I used a friend's phone number.
Oh, perfect.
I don't have that number. I don't have that number with me. They were visiting, and they're not here, and I don't have the number.
Okay.
So I need to – the thing is, I thought I was going to be off the phone a half an hour ago, and I have to leave. So I just need this taken care of. I just need to be done with this. So where are we? What can we do?
I would have to submit a prorated refund.
I can't call back again.
I wouldn't be able to submit a full refund without proof.
Okay, so what is a prorated refund?
$74.53.
Okay, fine. You guys have driven me into the ground. If you could please put that through today,
yes, ma'am.
Can you put a rush on it? Because
yes, ma'am.
I needed this done by the end of the month. I would really appreciate it, Kyle.
Yes, ma'am. Certainly can.
So how long should it take for it to go through?
They usually get done with it in 24 hours. So it should be very quick.
Okay. And you have the card that it needs to go back onto?
I can check on that for you.
Information?
I can definitely check on that for you. Give me 1 second. Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you.
All right, we have. We have the last 4 digits end in 7073.
That's it.
All right, perfect.
Okay, so it's being put through today?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Thank you. Is there anything
else
you need from me?
No, ma'am. If you need any login information, do you need any login information by chance?
I shouldn't. It should be canceled, so I shouldn't need to log in, right?
Oh, well, you can always log into this account if you ever, purchased any Forever classes or anything, but I actually
don't see
any.
No, I never use the service, not even once, so I don't have any classes or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am. But I have put that through for you, and is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, thank you. I got to go. Thank you for your help,
though,
Kyle.
Ma'am.
I appreciate it.
You
have
a great
weekend.
Rest of your day. Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Thanks.